what we have is patients coming in for head and neck cancer surgery. Now, that affects them in a whole variety of ways. How they look, how they speak, how they breathe, and how they eat. And this is a very vulnerable group of patients who do need to have access to their visitors. It's trying to put in place a system that keeps them safe because they are vulnerable, keeps the staff safe who are looking after them, and keeps their relatives safe.